Welcome to Tori Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Besser, and today we'll be studying Yechezkel Perek Lamed Hei, Chapter 35. Our last perek was the nevuah of comfort for the Jews scattered as sheep among the nations. In this perek, Yechezkel turns to his previous type of comfort, that of the downfall of Bnei Israel's enemies. This nevuah is told against Edom. Hashem commands destruction against Edom in a similar vein to the destruction promised against Mitzrayim, Tsur, and the other enemies of Bnei Israel. Pasuk Bet. Ben Adam, Sim Panecha al Har Seir, V'hina Ve'alav. Turn your face to the mountains of Seir. This is the portion of Edom, and give nevuah against it. Va'amar talo, and say to him to Seir in Pasuk Gimel, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, Hineni Elecha Har Seir, I am against you, mountain of Seir. V'natiti adi Elecha, I am stretching my hand on you, unetaticha shmama umeshama. I am going to make you a desolation and an astonishment. You hear the lashon nofel al lashon, the language that just plays on itself. Netati yadi alecha unatati, playing with those same kinds of language to make this a rhythmic poem, and also shmama umishama, desolation and astonishment. And all of this adds to the poetry of Yechezkel as he describes this comfort to Bnei Israel, when one of their greatest enemies, Edom, who always hurt them, will fall. The destruction of Edom uses the same phraseology as the destruction of Mitzrayim, V'natiti yadi alecha, I'm going to stretch my arm out against you, which again reminds us of Hashem's Zeruah Netuyah, his outstretched hand that saved Bnei Israel. Now his hand is outstretched, but to destroy Edom. And both of these outstretched hands show us Hashem's involvement in the life of Bnei Israel and his involvement in really all the nations. What did Edom do to merit this type of destruction? The first answer comes in Pasuk Hei. It is because of their hatred for Bnei Israel. Says Yechezkel, Yan heyot lecha eivat olam. You have had a hatred for Bnei Israel forever, for this perpetual enmity. Vatagar et Bnei Israel al yedei cherev be'et edam. You have given over the children of Israel to the power of the sword in the time of their calamity. Be'et avon ketz, in the time of the iniquity of the end. The Edomites are constant enemies of the Jews, stretching all the way back, says Mahari Kara and Rashi, to Esau's anger over Yaakov taking the brachot. The anger never abated and perpetuated itself to their descendants. Not only do the Edomites try to hurt the Jews, but they push them further down when they are already in a time of calamity. This may also be a hint that during the Chorban itself, there were some people from Yehuda who ran away and escaped to Edom. Instead of protecting their survivors, Edom turned on them and killed them themselves. The Doc Mikra, Professor Yechiel Tzvi Moskowitz, explains the phrase Be'et Avon Ketz as the end of their time of sin, meaning when they were punished for their sins at the Chorban. At that time, Bnei Israel were at their end. They were so weak, and some people fled from Yerushalayim to the closest country, which was Edom. The people of Edom, instead of taking in these survivors who survived really against all odds, and they took them in, and they killed them. And that's one answer. The second answer is in Pasuk Yud. Ya'an amracha et shnei hagoyim ve'et shnei shtei ha'aratzot li tihiena v'yirusheha v'ashem sham haya. And this second answer has to do with land. Because you have said, these two nations, these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it. And then the Pasuk ends, v'ashem sham haya. Hashem was there. The Edomites looked over their boundaries and saw, as Rashi explains, the lands of Yehuda and Yisrael, the two nations of the Jewish people, and they desired it. Why should they stay in their own borders? Who's keeping them there? Especially since they thought of themselves as much stronger than their neighbors. Who would stop them? And the answer is the second half of the pasuk, Vashem Shem Haya, or as Rashi explains, Yada et Machshvotecha, I know your thoughts. I know that you're trying to conquer these countries. And while it may be true that you are stronger than Bnei Israel, they have me, and I will protect them as long as I see fit to. Edom's punishment comes mida keneged mida, measure for measure, in the same way that they wanted to hurt, that's how they will be hurt. Pasuk Yud Aleph, l'chein chai Hashem, chai ani ne'um Hashem Elokim. Therefore, as I live, says Hashem, v'asiti ke'apcha u'kekenatcha, asher asita mi'sinatcha bam, I am going to do according to your anger and according to your jealousness that you've shown out of your hatred, and v'nodati bam, I will make myself known amongst them, ka'asher eshpatecha, when I judge you. The hatred and anger that they had to Bnei Israel will return to them. They will get everything back that they wish to give. And not only that, v'nodati bam, ka'asher eshpatecha, I will make you known that I'm judging you. Bnei Israel, according to Radak, will know what I did, how I took care of them, how I fought their enemies for them. And then they will know, says the Radak, Azehiyeh noda b'Yisrael, it will be known to Yisrael, Shebachardi bahem v'hem li la'am, that I have chosen them and they are my nation. The parak ends with the description of Edom, who delighted in Bnei Israel's downfall, being themselves destroyed. Pasuk tet bav, ki simchatcha l'nachlat b'nei Beit Yisrael al asher shmama, just like you were so happy that Bnei Israel was destroyed, Kein e'eselach, that is exactly what I am going to do to you. Shmamatiya Har Seir, v'chol Edom kula. Har Seir, their land is going to be desolate, and all of the portion of Edom, v'yed'u ki ani Hashem. And the pasuk ends with Yechezkel's tagline, you will know that I am Hashem. Not only are they gone, but their demise is a vehicle for Bnei Israel to know how much Hashem loves them, how valued they are, and Hashem's power in the world. This story of Edom is not one that is new, and not one that's only connected to the time period of the Chorban. When Amos is rebuking Edom 200 years earlier, he faults them for something similar. Says Amos in Perek Aleph of Amos, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ko amar Hashem, al shosha pishei Edom va'al arba'a lo ashivenu. Amos uses his phraseology for three sins of Edom, but the fourth I will not forgive. Al radfo v'cheref achiv v'shichet rachamav v'yitrof la'adapo v'evra shamra la'netach. Says Amos, the fourth sin that I can't forgive is that he pursued his brother with the sword and cast off all pity. His anger raged continuously, and he held on to his anger forever. The same ideas that we're seeing here in Yechezkel, this idea of this perpetual anger, this idea of this brotherhood that should have been sustained. And it really helps us understand what's going on here in this parak. Edom and Bnei Yisrael are brothers. They are descendants of Yaakov and Esav. Those two brothers fought in their lifetime. They fought over inheritance, but they made peace in their lifetime. The Torah ends with Yaakov and Esav going their own ways, with Esav not killing Yaakov. But their descendants, the Edomites, they never forgave the Jews, and they acted cruelly towards them. They looked over to Israel, to the land of Yehud and Yisrael, and they felt a sense that it belonged to them, that they could capture it. And actually, in Devarim, when the Jews are standing in Arvot Moab and about to go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe tells the Jews that Hashem told them in Devarim Perek Bet, Pasuk Dalid and Hey, chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, the Et Ha'am Tzav Lemor, Hashem commanded the nation, saying, Atem Ovrim B'Gvul Achichem B'nei Esav, you are going to pass by the borders of your brothers, the children of Esav, Hayoshvim V'Seir, that live in Seir, V'Yir'umikem V'Nishmartem Ma'ud, they are going to be so afraid of you, meaning you could capture them in a second, but you should need to be careful. Al Titgarubam, do not hurt them. Ki lo etein lachem me'artzam. I am not giving you of their land. Ad midrach kaf regel, not even one footstep. Ki yerusha la'esav natati et har seir. That is Esav's portion. And what you see here in these psukim is that Hashem gives a portion to Esav, and he gives a portion to the Jewish people. And just like Esav cannot take the portion of the Jewish people can't take the portion of Esav. And there was a brit achim. There was a covenant between brothers that was made between Yaakov and Esav, and one that prevailed generations later when the Jews were entering Israel and were told, do not capture Har Seir, even though it would be easy for you. That belongs to Edom. The fight between Yaakov and Esav were about the brachot of Yitzchak, about inheritance. And the two brothers, they did work it out. They made a truce. However, these Edomites do not respect their portion. They look over the hills at the country of Israel and they see, well, now we're on top. Now we're stronger. And what can we take? The opposite of what the Jews did later, and actually what Amos faults them for. That Amos says, Al radfo b'cherev achiv. You chased your brother with a sword. You held on to this anger forever. That anger is misplaced, says Amos, and says Yechezkel. You should have been grateful that the Jews didn't conquer you when they were entering Israel, and they so could have. They left you alone because Hashem told them to, because Hashem told them that is the portion of Esav and this is the portion of Yaakov. No, says Hashem. V'Hashem sham haya. I am there. I am listening. I know your thoughts. I told the Jews not to conquer you while you still knew your boundaries. But once you break them, mita keneged mita, you will not only not conquer them, but you will lose your portion too. What I told them not to do, I myself will do now. Lachin chai ani, ne'um Hashem, says Pasuk Vav in Yechezkel. As I live, says Hashem, ki ledam e'escha, I will make you into blood. Dam yirdefecha, blood shall run after you. Im lo dam saneta, dam yirdefecha. Since you have not hated blood, dumb blood will run after you. And this repetition of the word blood, every other word, writes Chagi Meskav, echoes the sound of the sword slashing again and again in the mountains of Edom. You could have been brothers, says Amos. You should have respected your boundaries, adds Yechezkel. Now you will lose everything you have. Not only will you not get the portion of Yaakov, you will lose also the portion of Esav. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilu Nishmas Barbara Atlas Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.